through here, I have asked this stuff in the past. Okay, so there's plenty of options in this lecture. There's definitely a question on interfaces. There's a little bit of descriptive stuff, but there's also plenty of numeric stuff. And nothing particularly challenging. You've just got to follow it through and then be able to tackle it. All I would simply do is, you know, give you some different numbers. So as an example of a practical application of this, the herbicide 2,4-D, you'll have all heard of Agent Orange. Agent Orange was a mix of 2,4-D and 2,4,5-T. So 2,4-D is still in use, but Agent Orange has obviously had a bit of a bad history and is out of operation at the moment. This particular herbicide then, if it gets into water, it will distribute between water and a clay fulvic complex, showing exactly the same sort of foindic isothin. So this is not like a esoteric thing, like 1,4-dinitrobenzene. It's going to have to be a chemist tipping it into a sink or something for some reason. It's not a standard industrial sort of pollutant. But this herbicide here is of widespread use, and it does exactly the same sort of behaviour. So isothins are useful in exactly the same vein as before. We don't always have the ability to go out and measure the concentrations of these things that are actually stuck on the solids. It's a hard job with analytical chemistry, whereas to measure the concentration in the water is a piece of cake. So if you've got access to this and you've got access to the distribution coefficient, then you can work out what the concentration is that will be absorbed onto the solid. So it's the function.